This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that he did call off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, minutes before they were supposed to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
About a half hour before, the president says the military asked for final approval. He asked how many people might die and waved them off after being told 150, saying he didn't think the toll was proportionate. That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision-making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department's annual Religious Freedom Report exposes a chilling array of abuses. Pompeo said religious freedom is a fundamental human right, and the United States is determined to uphold it.
Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square.
And he called on Pakistan to do more to stop the abuse of blasphemy laws after the release of Asia Bibi, a Catholic woman who faced a death sentence in Pakistan. The secretary also singled out Iran and China, pointing to Beijing's detention of more than 1 million Muslims, as well as persecution of Tibetan Buddhists, Christians, and other groups in the religious movement. The report also pointed to Saudi Arabia's widespread abuses of religious rights, including detaining more than 1,000 Shiites, mostly for nonviolent offenses. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says that UN Human Rights Chief Michelle